This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Important question that Mark Dice is about to ask. What is really wrong with millennials?
You're a millennial?
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with your generation?
There's nothing wrong with our generation.
Nothing?
No,
I don't
think
so. Are you guys the greatest generation?
No, I think we have a lot to learn, but we are who we are.
Talking to millennials about what the hell is wrong with your generation.
There's nothing wrong with it. We're the best looking generation there is.
Tell us more about the millennials.
Look at all the girls walking around. You know what I mean?
What the hell is wrong with your generation?
Excuse you?
Yeah.
I have a way to attack someone out of nowhere, on the street.
Oh, I mean, Do you need a safe space?
Well, I don't need a safe space, but the correct forum to attack me when I'm ready so I can defend our generation.
Okay, well, you can defend it. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
There's nothing wrong with us.
Are you a millennial?
Yes.
Yes. What the heck is wrong with your generation?
I don't think a whole lot. I think it's a pretty good generation.
Pretty good generation. Would you guys say you're lacking in any areas of, like, common sense or morality or...
Personally, no.
Well, personally, thankfully there are exceptions.
Yeah, sure.
As a whole, would you say that your generation is just a bunch of brain-dead zombies?
No.
No. Are you guys millennials?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're just talking to millennials to try to figure out what the hell's wrong with you guys.
Yeah.
What isn't wrong?
What isn't wrong? Oh, no. Are you guys millennials?
Yeah. Technically. 100%.
What is wrong with your generation?
It's the dating life, actually. The dating life is terrible.
Yeah.
Because the men are a bunch of cowards and need to pick up women through apps. And
yeah.
They
yeah.
can't approach you guys
yeah.
with, like,
absolutely.
Normal men.
100%.
So the men are basically a bunch of effeminate little pussies.
I've not had a guy walk up to me in so long, I can't even tell you. And I know I'm a good-looking person, so...
Because they have no ball. They just need to click through their apps
yeah.
and
yeah.
masturbate all
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. 100%.
Technology.
I don't think there's anything wrong with us. I think we're just having a good time.
Having a good time.
Enjoying the youth.
Enjoying your youth.
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
Trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with your generation.
I don't think there's anything wrong with my generation.
Nothing is wrong. If you could make some improvements, what areas do you think should be improved?
Just everyone being nice to everybody.
Everyone being nicer to everyone.
Yeah.
More safe spaces.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Got a couple young millennials here.
Hi.
Hi.
Trying to find out what is wrong with your generation. What happened to you guys?
Nothing. Kids weren't spanked.
They weren't spanked.
Oh, gosh.
When they got in trouble, yeah.
So now they're just completely out of control and out of their mind?
Yeah, they weren't disciplined, right?
Thank you for thinking.
You're welcome.
A lot of people are offended by me saying there's something wrong with their generation. They need a safe space, apparently.
What do you think is wrong with our generation?
Not enough supervision from the parents, too many single parent families, too much technology at too young of an age, having endless porn in your pocket when you're 13 years old, watching adult content when you're preteen.
But then wouldn't that really not pertain to our generation, but rather yours, because you guys are the parenting ones?
Well, we're trying to find out what the hell went wrong. Trying to find out what the hell went wrong with your generation.
Why? What's wrong with it?
What?
Like,
if your generation could make some improvements, what would you think should be improved?
Maybe the cell phone usage.
There you go. That's
yeah.
one thing.
Because he always complains about that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
That's it.
Social media, maybe.
Yes, less social media. Now we're on to something. We're getting to the bottom of the problem.
Yeah.
Trying to find out what the hell's wrong with you guys.
Nothing.
Nothing is wrong with you.
Nothing.
If you could make some improvements in your generation, what should be improved?
Kids should start reading more often and stay off of video games and get out here in the open, do some physical activities instead of staying home, playing video games, watching TV, actually get out and do some of the stuff that you see on TV.
Now we're making some progress.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for thinking.
We'll
there
be
might
back,
be hope
stay
for the
with
future generation.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Donald J. Trump, number 45. That's right.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have a brave man joining us, Anthony Frieda. I've been working with this guy for, I don't know, more than 10 years. We would promote a lot of his artwork, exposing the fake wars, the Republicans, the Democrats, their warmongering. And I know he's been somewhat of a supporter of Trump, though he's been obviously attacked a lot, demonized a lot. And he ended up giving us a lot of intel about what leftist groups and people were up to, running false flags, you name it, in the last year against Trump. I don't know how much that he can get into today, but this is inside the East Coast, inside New York, with a very popular top-tier artist that does major magazine covers for the top magazines and publications in the country. So they're going to be coming on this show. It takes a lot of courage because these people blackball. They are anti-free speech. They are anti-liberal. They're very, 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 very nasty. And they are making a move against the American people. But he has some issues with Trump. So do I. And I think one of them, Snowden, I said yesterday, it was whistleblowers like Snowden and Bradley Manning and all the other things that happened that led the way for WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, that led the way for, and of course Assange came before that, but it was just overall burgeoning of what we've seen and an explosion in the last few years in people exposing things with the DC leaks and the latest leaks that went to WikiLeaks and so much more. So if Trump got in, mainly because of the whistleblowers exposing Clinton and this whole Democratic, Republican, corrupt apparatus, that means the intelligence community, the patriots across the world, not just here in the U.S., but mainly here in the U.S., are going to want to see real change, or Trump will go the same way as the Clinton dynasty if he engages in the same type of activities. I don't think Trump inherently will, because he's not corrupt. He's not a mastermind type. He leads from the front, not by stealth. But still, people are expecting that. And so there's a few issues I have with Trump. One of them is the fact that he's called Snowden a traitor a few years ago. And I get the idea. You're taking classified information out. You could hurt the country. But what if the information is criminal? What if it shows a breakaway state that's clearly doing things that are against the people? We owe Snowden. We owe Julian Assange. We owe Chelsea Manning. We owe all these men and women an incredible debt of gratitude. They're heroes. Now, I understand that if people don't get punished for giving out classified information, then folks will start selling it. Well, Hillary got caught doing that to the Russians and the Chinese and everybody else, then blaming Trump for that. So think about that long and hard. If we don't prosecute people that really do sell out our sovereignty, but then go after whistleblowers that are defending our sovereignty and the health of our nation, it's a fraud. So I'll give Trump this. This is what the former head of the NSA technical has said, William Binney, on the show. Yeah, Snowden might get a small charge, but everybody else needs to be charged as well. And so until you do that, you can't. So I think we point out that if you're exposing serious crimes, you should go to Congress first, but if they don't act, you have a right and responsibility to expose it. But the whole criminal state doesn't want that. So I think the most important part of this ongoing revolution against tyranny is that we kept calling for good people in government to stand up and do what was right. Well, they did. That's why George Soros and others have tried to start a war within the government and a war with the people, a civil war, is to distract from Americans of every race, color, and creed, government, non-government, coming together to expose corruption wherever you find it. So the real heroes the last few years are the hackers, the white hat hackers. They are the Snowdens. They are the Assanges. They are the Chelsea Mannings. They are the DC Leaks folks. They're the poor man that got shot four times in the back. And basically WikiLeaks said that was their source. These are the heroes. And then from that point, you have the dissident artists and people that I would call real classical liberals. I think it's fair to call Anthony Frieda that. Very talented artist. Who sees the illiberal, tyrannical activities of the Democrats working with the Republicans, and who has had the will to come out against it to a lot of attacks. Now, think about, we're such a free country, and the left's so open and inclusive, but he can't do that without being persecuted. That's because the left has died in this country, and they've created a cult that serves tyranny. We're seeing populism through the Tea Party that got so demonized, that isn't racist on average, that I told you was the best shot we had to take the country back. I told you years ago, they're putting all their money, Republicans and Democrats, in the establishment, into stopping a Tea Party insurrection of libertarian populism through the Republican Party that, at least in some of their planks, is more Americana. That's now happened. Will Trump deliver? That's up to him. That's up to us holding his feet to the fire. But regardless, a huge repudiation of MSM and all their lies, a huge repudiation of the pollsters, a huge repudiation of the stonewalling of the New York Times and the Washington Post and others about the fact that Obamacare is a ripoff written by insurance companies to scam us. The fact that our borders are wide open and we're creating a permanent underclass and driving down wages. The fact that it's not racist to make immigrants come here legally. Every other country does it. The fact that we're sick as Americans. People who either stood by and were neutral in 2008, as I was because McCain was so bad, or folks that voted for Obama because they wanted to repudiate Bush, you don't now call those people racist and call it a whitelash. So to Michael Moore's credit, he has said this was not about racism. He lately has changed his tune because he knows no one's buying it. He wants to remain popular. To promote his new movie, he went out 3 weeks ago and said, Trump's probably going to win, and he has a lot of good points. because they understand, folks, they're in a crisis mode. So what are they doing a week after the election? They are intensifying what failed. They're digging their hole deeper. They are saying globalism doesn't exist, much less world government. And next hour, we have a piece, 5 minutes long now, of world leaders, including Obama, calling for global government, saying give up our sovereignty, give up our freedom of action. That's like a man grabbing a kid out of a schoolyard, putting handcuffs on him and saying, let me bind your feet, don't fight, it'll all be okay. That's when you find yourself in a basement with a blowtorch. Okay? So this is classic serial killer stuff, but to the whole culture. So before we go to Frieda, here's Obama in September at the UN saying, give up our sovereignty. Here it is.
And we can only realize the promise of this institution's founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations like my own accept constraints. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security.
So who makes those rules? Private corporations and secret boards. The TPP is burning down. The carbon tax is about to be removed. These are huge victories. World War III has been averted. DEFCON nuclear threat reduced to safest level following Donald Trump victory. That's out of the Express News in England. Trump and Putin talked yesterday and said they want to work together to de-escalate military confrontations and work to stop ISIS. Well, that sounds like detente to me. That sounds like classical liberal to me. We're joined by Anthony Frieda, anthonyfrieda.com. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's one of the top illustrators in the country for everything from Rolling Stone to New Yorker Magazine, and he is here joining us now. I don't know how much you can get into what you saw behind the scenes in the art world, but I know you gave us some of that off the record, pretty shocking information. Where do you want to start, my friend?
Well, I think, the fact that you have been consistent, I started listening to you during the Bush era, and you held Obama to the same standard you held Bush to. So that, to me, gives you credibility that and an objectivity that almost nobody has, I mean, except you. Everybody seems to, get into this tribal mentality where there's just hypocrisy on both sides and hypocrisy everywhere. It's a hypocrisy nation we've become. But I know you've remained consistent, and I hope, and I believe you will hold Trump to the same standard that you held his predecessors to. And
I will.
I know you will, and that'll give you credit, even further credibility, no matter what. You know, listen, I get a lot of stuff, a lot of crap for defending you, but that's because I've seen you in your entirety over a decade, so I can judge you. I think objectively, and you remain consistent. You're anti-war, you're pro-freedom, you're pro-liberty, you're pro-constitution, and that's supposed to be what the left is, you know? So to me, that's very interesting with this nexus where real progressive anti-war, pro-civil liberty liberals meet the libertarians. That nexus is where I live. That little world is interesting because it's a non-interventionist policy like Ron Paul talks about. But I think the biggest problem we face now is like you talk about this tribalism. I mean, my God, it's taken this, it's gone to an extremes. Like people hated Bush on the left, but I mean, they want to murder Trump. They didn't want to murder Bush. They just, I thought he was like this fool or this idiot that they could make fun of, but they didn't despise him. Like I feel now, I see now. So it's reached a dangerous level. I think threatens, any stability in this country.
I agree. And then you look at who's behind him, people like George Soros. He's about as opposite of liberal as you can get. I mean, admittedly, overthrows countries, destabilizes, completely amoral, started off as a Nazi collaborator. I mean, who can make this up?
Yeah, he's a lot less. I think a lot of people don't know that. So what I try to do is try to bridge gaps between the whatever you want to call it, the alt-right media and the alt-left media or the mainstream media, because I think that, you know, we're in these little echo chambers where people who listen to Breitbart or you are in their little echo chamber, and then people who listen to Media Matters or MSNBC are in their echo chambers.
I'll tell you what, Anthony Friedman, let's talk about how do we get out of the echo chamber, because I'd love to do that. I was talking to the New York Times yesterday, and I can tell they weren't listening to a word I say. How do we get them out of the echo chamber? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Got William F. Jasper, the editor at the New American Magazine, the oldest organization in the country, the John Birch Society, fighting the globalists for 60 years. They're called racist. Every other name was zero proof. Just like they're calling myself racist, they're calling Stephen Bannon, the chief counselor to Trump, racist with zero evidence. They just keep throwing it out there where it doesn't hurt people anymore. The problem is, when you're talking about real racist, then now they get a free pass. So there is a rise of more white racists now. Because people are sick of being called racist by racist blacks, racist Hispanics, and others. That's why I said we've got to get out of this echo chamber because, man, you go out to these anti-Trump rallies, it is the most anti-white thing, and they somehow see America as white, even though Hispanics are about to be, in like 15 years, 70% of the country. They're already basically half. It's your country. Now, most Hispanics just want a future and a job and are very compatible with Americana ideas, but there's an attempt by the social engineers to put everybody in this tribalism that Anthony Frieda, one of the top editorial cartoonists, graphic artists, painters in the country, is warning about it. He's desperately trying to get, Hillary defines this as this, the alt-right, I just call it the new media that's Americana and free market, with the alt-left. But all I call is just people that are off the reservation, aren't buying into this, and the same folks that voted in Obama, desperately hitting the panic button, are now voting in Trump, and if he doesn't deliver, he'll be anathema, because folks are in love with Trump. Record numbers of blacks, record numbers of Hispanics broke the matrix and voted for him. Anthony, though, great point. We're showing some of your amazing art for folks that are watching on TV, Infowars.com/show. If you're a radio listener, to find the feeds, one of the best, probably the best artists out there when it comes down to it. I got to say, his art is hanging up all over our office. Anthony, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but getting into that echo chamber, how do you break people out of the cognitive dissonance? Because I'm ready to hear a leftist tell me their views. They're not really leftists today. Now they will never even talk to our reporters. They just absolutely just scream incoherently and just scream, you're a racist, you're a homophobe. If you tell them Donald Trump was a trailblazer of actual gay rights and that some conservatives criticize him for that, they get even more mad. It's just they're so dedicated to the twisted information.
Yeah, well, it's a tale of two countries, right? I mean, this demonization campaign has been incredibly successful, but at the same time, it's failed because Donald Trump is president. So this concerted, unprecedented dehumanization and demonization campaign against Donald Trump from every quarter, the media and Hillary nonstop ads demonizing him. And I went to a magazine store in New York City a couple months ago, and every cover, as I looked up to this magazine stand, was either he was Hitler or he was the KKK. And these are done by illustrators or designers that I know personally. And every single one was like, it was so extreme, so over the top. So there's a thing called Godwin's Law, where once you compare your adversary to Hitler, you lost the argument because it's ridiculous. He's not Hitler, okay? You know, you can have your problems with Trump. I have problems with Trump. The guy is not freaking Hitler, okay? You got to get that out of your mind. My own mother, who I love dearly, she was a big Hillary person because she wanted to see a woman president. And she hated Trump because she watches The View, she watches MSNBC, and just this concerted demonization, dehumanizing campaign over the last year has convinced her that he is the worst human being on earth. And it's almost impossible. There's nothing I can do to convince her otherwise. I mean, no matter how much evidence I present to the contrary, you know, she's been presented with this onslaught. I mean, a daily onslaught. I talk about the 2 minutes of hate. It's literally out of the playbook from 1984 where, You project everything you hate about the world onto this one person, and then you could do anything to him or his followers and feel morally justified because he's evil. He's the poster boy for evil.
That is actually a Nazi tactic. What's funny is you could compare Hillary actually to Hitler. There's few people you can that are actually that bad, but she actually warmongering, lying, into killing, throwing fits. She reportedly on election night, I was told this by insiders, now it's confirmed, sort of physically attacking people. Hitler would do that. I mean, she's a lot closer to Hitler than Donald Trump.
You can make a better case. Trump hasn't killed anybody. Who has he killed? I mean, even if you make the extreme argument that, you know, he wants to keep Muslim immigration from happening, Hillary wants to murder the Muslim. So which is worse? So if you try to defend Muslims, he wants to restrict the immigration to prevent...
Listen, if he stops ISIS, that will save hundreds of thousands, about millions of Muslims. That's the main group they're killing. They're the radical, extreme, ultra-right-wing crazies. So why is she allied with them?
Well, everything is upside down because, I mean, you think about that alliance between the left and radical or Islam is odd to me because, you know, they promote transgenderism and homosexuality, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But then to embrace Islam, which is, I mean, imagine what a transgender guy would...
Janet, stay there. Let's come back with that. Exactly. And that's what pisses people off that are thinkers, is that it's just upside down. I mean, her girlfriend is Uma Abedin, whose mother is the top pusher of cutting little girls' genitals off. It's like, and then they're into Satanism? They're a bunch of freaks, folks. We'll be back with Anthony Freeda.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to get back into radical Islam with Anthony Freeda, one of the top graphic illustrators and designers in the country. And I don't know how much of this he can get into it. He said before he can get a little bit into it, but behind the scenes with the top liberal illustrators, the stuff he saw, the stuff he heard, concerning myself, Donald Trump, you name it, and things that he told us we then encountered. And it's really, really dirty tricks, folks. Putting racist stuff out, saying we did it, things like that. And we're seeing a lot more of this starting to come out and start happening. So this guy's a lot of courage. I've always told him, so he doesn't get blackballed, he should just direct sell his great posters and material, which he does. And you can find all that on his website, AnthonyFreeda.com. It's amongst the best out there, incredibly prolific. It's just ridiculous how good it all is. In fact, sometime, I know he's already put out coffee book, coffee table stuff, but I'd love to put out an InfoWars backed one maybe sometime. I'm just saying all this on air because it's so amazing. This is the type of stuff you want on your walls and on your coffee table. at your business, you name it, because it's transcendent. It's very, very bipartisan. He didn't always be plugging his art here, but I am. Because it speaks to everyone, the humanity in us, and brings us together, which spoken word is hard to do. We're going back to Frieda here in a moment. I wanted to mention this. We have Fox News, CNN, MSNBC on in the control room monitoring it. Russia, after a three-week ceasefire, which the Al-Qaeda folks, that's ISIS, broke, they have resumed strikes. And so this is a very, very serious war. The issue is the West started it 5 years ago. Hillary started it 5 years ago. John Kerry started it 5 years ago. And that's why they're the ones that basically take the blame for it. They keep saying Assad not stepping down is what did it. He's ready to step down when Al-Qaeda and ISIS pull out, and then they'll have elections. He wants to leave. He grew up in England. He doesn't want to be in this. But Al-Qaeda is going to force the Sunnis that aren't part of their group, the Shiites that aren't part of it, the Alawites, the Christians that are left, to convert to the most radical forms of Islam. They make people eat dead bodies. They eat hearts. They throw people off bridges. They throw gays off buildings. They murder Catholic priests. Why does anyone put up with this? And this is who our government's pushing, and now saying Trump's going to cause World War III after defense condition nuclear threat reduced to safest and lowest level following Trump victory. Trump and Putin, we will destroy ISIS. If Trump brings his promises to life, it will radically change the situation. You can read this on InfoWars.com, the full transcript of their conversation. Trump put out a transcript. The Russians put out a transcript. It's the same conversation. Trump is very, very sophisticated, already doing that, so the media can't spin what he said or did. He just said, you know, we're with the Russian people. We're with Russia. We look forward to a good relationship, bilateral ties, taking out radical Islam together, constructive cooperation. Russia doesn't control Hollywood like China does now. It's been announced. I told you first 5 years ago. I mean, I knew every movie, China's the hero. I mean, every movie I go see that's an action adventure or a sci-fi movie. Just every one. I mean, I knew when I went to see Arrival, it'd be the Chinese saviors. Of course they did. Every movie. Just every movie. They have Final Cut now on all the major films. They're buying up the final six production houses. This is the communist Chinese, folks, the biggest murderers in history. So the point is, Russia has 2.5 bases. They have two main bases, a little sub base. We have thousands. They're not invading anybody. They're not. It's the West under Cheney in 2008 and now under Obama that is starting a war with Russia. And Russia needs to be stabilized. I don't want war with China either. I want to see China free. But China has been given all the rare earth minerals, all the major ports, the Panama Canal. They're taking over, okay, because the globalists made a deal with them. The globalists are allied against all sovereign nations with China against the world. That includes India. It includes everybody. Okay, so you need to understand that Hollywood is completely sold out to it. The Chinese government brags about it, how pathetic we are. It's sick. People say, how did you know this first? 5 years ago, they started telling what movies could come out, like Red Dawn 2. They had to re-edit it and take China out of it. I mean, and I talked to people in Hollywood. They said, listen, most of our stuff's financed by China now. We're really going bankrupt. They're just funneling tens of billions, and it's going to be hundreds of billions next year. I mean, I've sat there with the top lawyers in Hollywood. Okay, because they just want me to do projects with them. It's all a total waste of time. But I'd be out there every month dealing with these people, and it's just a joke. And really what it was, dangling movie roles in front of me, if I just shut up. I don't want your stupid movies. In fact, I've licensed, I'm not bragging, this show to a bunch of big movies. Just, you want to use a clip of the show, go ahead. People are like, you're in this movie, you're in that movie. I don't even go watch them. The point is that we're winning the culture war as true libertarian patriots. The globalists, though, are coming in with both feet on top of us. I want to talk to Anthony Frieda how they'll try to shut that down, or if he thinks they will, in a moment. But first, all that good news is happening. We have a lost leader that's about to sell out this week. In fact, some sizes will sell out any day now. It's the red for voting day. Trump is my president. On the back it says Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. It's $9.95, shipping included. So that shirt is at cost. All right? In fact, we lose money on a 4XL. Check it out. Get it. And exercise your free speech. It's very simple. Trump is my president. On the back, Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. And I wear this shirt out in public to exercise my free will over people that want to get in my face and refuse me service and act weird or blow up at me so I can talk to them and try to deprogram them. So it's a historic shirt. If you want it, InfoWarsStore.com. This does not support the broadcast because we basically lose money on it. But be sure and get those. We have the new BioPCA that has all the known organic compounds that are healthy and natural to grow your nails, have healthier hair, you name it, skin. One of the ingredients we have in it is in the major leading competitors for $44, $55, $60. I mean, I can't believe the ripoffs in hair, nail, and skin. The word is, though, people only buy what's really expensive. They think it must be better. So I'm here telling you, it's $19.95. Some super formulas have really inexpensive, high-quality ingredients, so we can sell it incredibly low. Now, we only make like $5 on this because it's discounted out of the gates. So it'll be $29.95 soon. It'll be well worth it, but I want to introduce you to what we came out with, the ultimate hair, nail, and skin formula. That's BioPCA, a great gift to give your wife or girlfriend, but men need it as well. If something's good for your hair and nails and skin, wink, wink, folks. You know, think for yourselves. It's good for everything. It's so important. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. There's a lot of other specials running as well. I want to thank you all for your your support, because you make the broadcast possible across the board. I mean, how does Anthony Freedom more and more come out and say what he wants to say in the arts, in film, in when I criticized Obama years ago, building this facility here in Austin, Texas, that has a lot of Hollywood folks here, they told me, they said, listen, we came and put your lights in. We came and put up your green screen in. We can't do work with you anymore. We'll be blackballed by Robert Rodriguez and the Hollywood folks here in town. And so we have to get people in from Dallas to set up our stages and our equipment, because that's run by TV/movie people. That's who you get. And you think unions are bad? Just try the cult of the fascist liberals. They mean business. And they've told me that, ha, 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 you're blackballed. Well, guess what? Thank God I'm not associated with you. We had 80-plus million viewers last week just on our streams of videos on Facebook and YouTube and everywhere else. So we used to get 20 million a week. We thought that was really great. So thank God I'm not with the New York Times, MSNBC, and Robert Rodriguez with his TV empire propped up by the government. So you failed again. You're a joke. I'm sorry. That's just the facts. Now, going back to Anthony Frieda, finishing up with Islam and the super orthodox radical form of it via Wahhabism was taking over. When you talk to your leftist friends about this, you told me you have, how do they juxtapose these rallies saying Donald Trump's a homophobe and screaming and yelling that he wants to, you know, kill Mexicans or whatever, while there's women in hijabs or full burqas, basically on leashes there with their husbands, running around, scrabbling around? I mean, how do they juxtapose this, Anthony Frieda?
It's a mystery to me. I mean, I'm against all tyranny, and there are tyrannical systems that have been codified into you know, 10 or 11 Muslim countries where, I mean, women are treated like slaves. Homosexuals are murdered, okay? Yeah. And they say that Donald Trump is a homophobe. I mean, give me a break. What did he ever do to gay people? More importantly, what do you think he's going to do to gay people once he's elected? Nothing. It's ridiculous. It's based on this hysteria. And these are smart people, but they bought into this narrative that he is the epitome of evil, and all the evil in the world is projected onto him. And in some bizarre way, the goodness has been projected onto Hillary, which is just, it's just at odds with reality. And I try to be objective. I know you do too. And that's what I respect, objectivity. But partisanship is anathema to objectivity. So what happens is people project all the ills of the world and all their own failures and fears onto their enemy, and they discard any evidence to the contrary. So this is the element of tribalism, which is still this intractable problem that I don't know how we overcome it as a species. I think it's our Achilles' heel as a species, because I think at one point it was it was a critical survival instinct. But now it's become an impediment and maybe an existential threat to our civilization and our culture and any advancement or hope for enlightenment as a species. So we have to overcome that, but it's built into our DNA. We're good, they're bad. So the people who hate Trump have been just brutally and viciously assaulted with a demonization campaign. And he hates Muslims. He hates gays. He hates trans. He hates everybody. Right? Give me a guy. This gives the same guy I tried to tell my mother, you know, who I love. This is the same guy, you know, who was a Democrat in New York. Same guy from, you know, The Apprentice. The same guy all of a sudden in 2 years he became like Hitler? How did that happen? It didn't happen.
Well, their new thing is to take the fake stuff they claimed he stood for, and now that he's not doing that, they're claiming he's flip-flopping to try to take out his base. That's the latest attack. But then when you go look at what he actually said, this is exactly what he always said. We're going to get rid of the mandate. We're going to get rid of making you go out and get this, but we're going to make the corporations that are making all this money cover pre-existing conditions. And sure, it's a good idea for people 26 years old who are in college or whatever to be able to stay on their parents' insurance. So because he is for a couple of good parts, they're now saying he's lying and isn't going to actually get rid of Obamacare. I mean, they're just so deceptive.
Well, yeah, and that's what surprised me. That's the one thing that surprised me is that their attack plan on Donald Trump backfired. He's going to be president, all right? It didn't work, but they're doubling down on it. So that's kind of shocking to me.
That's my next question. I mean, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, they're not stopping. They're getting worse than ever. And so when a black crowd of racist thugs beat up a white guy because he's a Trump supporter, and a congressman brings it up, we'll play it in a minute, they say, oh, that wasn't racial. Well, of course it's racial. Imagine if a bunch of white people beat up a Democrat supporter that was black. They'd say it was racial. The media acts like everybody isn't on the internet and doesn't know CNN's covering that up. They don't. I don't get why they're so arrogant. If I was doing as bad as they were, if I had an audience at average size of 100,000, I would realize what I'm saying has been rejected. Now, I say what I believe and what's common sense, so obviously that's why it's popular.
Yeah.
And I don't tailor my message, but they claim they want ratings. No. They're only further digging their hole, burning themselves up in self-immolation. So here's my question. Well, how far does it go? Where do they end up? Because unless they shut us down, they have no future. I mean, because they can't operate in this pure deception mode while there's other people there to call them out on it. But here's the deal. They're already so hated, except by small pools of idiots that buy into their lies, you know, that run around, you know, acting like idiots, that even if they took us off the air, the damage is already done. Nationalism against globalism is rising, Anthony.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to see where this is going to go out because how it's going to wind up. Because, yes, at one point they have failed. They're, like I say, Donald Trump's going to be elected, even though there's this massive concerted campaign to dehumanize him and destroy him. It failed, but half the country still thinks he's Hitler, right? And so it was effective in that sense. And they still, listen, I want the mainstream media to die. They've just failed us in every sense. They lied us into the Iraq war. They've lied us into the Libyan war. They have so much blood on their hands. And what's disgraceful to me is that they have the temerity to attack you. They have blood on their hands. They are guilty of crimes against humanity.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest thing they hated about Trump. They kept saying, even in the debates, the first debate, no, you were not against the Iraq war. We produced four clips before the war of him saying, I don't think it's a good idea. Bush shouldn't do it. They're probably not the folks that attacked us. And then several clips while it was first happening, Trump was being criticized on CNN. And we played the clips for me. And then they just say, no, you were for the war, because they all know they were for it bipartisanly. They're discredited in one of his strongest suits. They don't want to give it to him.
That's right. And even more than that, it's so hypocritical because this is the same media that lied to the world about the weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda, even though UN weapons inspector said it was untrue. And Hillary promoted this war, which is my biggest beef with Her Highness Hillary, that she promoted the Iraq war. Every single lie she aggressively cheerleaded.
They were worse than Bush. They intensified. Even before Bush got in, the draconian sanctions that killed 500,000 kids, and their Secretary of State bragged about it on 60 Minutes and on NBC. I mean, again, next level evil. Speaking of the race baiting, here's a congressman. He's on the air yesterday, Jack Kingston, with Tapper, so arrogant, and they're showing footage of a black racist beating up a white Trump supporter, and then they say, why would you bring up race when clearly it's a racial political attack? When the whole discussion that they're on the show for 10 minutes before is about how Trump supporters are attacking Hispanics and blacks. They have no footage of it. Here's real footage. And their response is to say that he's being racist. Total inversion of reality. Here it is.
And Congressman Kingston, I know you want to talk about this as well.
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that the only headquarters that was attacked during the campaign was a Republican headquarters in North Carolina. The only people who have been arrested, to my knowledge, so far, 71 protesters in Portland, Oregon. We know in Chicago, for example, that a white Trump voter was beat up by African-American men. And we also know...
Why does it matter the race of the people that beat him up?
Because that's what the topic is here. Xenophobia, homophobia, racist, and sexist. That's what we talked about in the last
hour. All you had to do was say a Trump voter was beaten up. I don't know why you mentioned the race.
Because I didn't bring it up. You guys brought it up.
This incident in Chicago?
Yes. And let me say
that's enough. Again, AnthonyFrieda.com. This is just illustrative how they won't admit that they're the ones pushing race war, and then they just make it up that Trump supporters are doing all this stuff, but they don't understand the internet is there 100 times bigger exposing them.
Yeah, well, that's I mean, it's laughable. The people obsessed on race 24 hours a day say, how dare you bring up race, you know? It's like, that's all you ever talk about. Let's get beyond this race. Let's not focus on race. Let's still focus on policy. Let's focus on reality. Let's focus on what is the future of our country, and how can this new presidency changed the course of the failed policy.
Well, that's right. Let's talk about how Trump wins then. What does he really do? If he cuts taxes for poor people, it's a win. If he doesn't have war with Russia, it's a win. I mean, if he gets rid of the TPP, it's a win. All that's already happening. So Trump is already delivering like no president I've ever seen. If we support him early on, he'll get a lot of good stuff done. Stay with us.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sending out an SOS across the world. The globalism is using modern leftist tactics to end free speech and set up tyranny. They'll use right-wingers as well. And what we're seeing Trump do is appoint an anti-globalist like Stephen Bannon, who they're calling racist and a Nazi and, you know, all this made-up crap. Leno's a patriot. And then they'll also appoint Rince Priebus, who's an establishment wonk who can kind of navigate things. And I said this yesterday, and it's being repeated now, and that's what actually the campaign's saying is, you know, Trump and Bannon steer the ship, they give the orders, and the guy at the wheel is Priebus. We'll see what happens. But that's what Trump does, is he'll have both sides in his organization to try to control them all. Giuliani's got his big issues, his stop and frisk, all that, big problems with him. But he was instrumental in a lot of the stuff that came out that actually helped bring down Hillary. I get what Trump's doing, rewarding people that helped him. But John Bolton, as Rand Paul has warned an article on Infowars.com, don't appoint pro-war Bolton Secretary of State. Bolton is a true piece of work. You've got all this detente. You've got Russia and the United States coming towards each other when there's no reason to be fighting. And Bolton is somebody that has been on Fox News every time I turn around, basically as hawkish as Hillary. So I hate to say lesser of two evils. I mean, can't we have, you know, they're talking about Secretary of State. I mean, I get that's not military, but it's still important. Can't we get somebody that exposed the government was running Al-Qaeda and ISIS, like General Flynn? But UN John Bolton, he was the ambassador, U.S. ambassador of the UN, John Bolton, also being considered along with Giuliani. The article's up on Infowars.com. Another article, the same communists that attacked us at the abortion clinic protest we had last year, pointing out that most people aborted are black, even though they're 13% of the population. Whether you like abortion or not, we're pointing out that it's racially targeted because we're so racist, we don't want to kill the black people. Communist protesters arrested for assaulting Trump backers in Austin. These are some of the same folks that assaulted us, and you look at them, they look like their souls have been sucked out. This particular guy is the one that goes, I kill my kids. I love killing my kids. When we come back from break, I'm going to play a clip of that sickening evil. But that's what working for evil does to you. I mean, look at these people. And they had folks, though, driving around in brand new Jaguars and Mercedes, dropping them off, that would drive by them and wave cash in the air. I mean, these are just soulless people, in my opinion. Anthony Frieda, I want to thank you for all the time. I want to spend the last few minutes with you. I don't know if you want to get into it. It was the most important part of the interview, but I don't know if you want to go there, about what type of stuff you saw behind the scenes with, you know, artists and people, what they were saying about Trump, the false flag stuff you told me about.
Yeah, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, man. I know what they're planning, and it's going to be relentless. False flags, relentless demonization, relentless. They are dedicated to this narrative that anyone who supports Trump is a Nazi, is a racist, hates everybody who is not a white male. Now, I think that whole paradigm is built on a falsehood, and I think it's easily provable, but they don't care. And they are dedicated to destroying and ripping apart this country. And it's not just, you know, the Soros guys busting. It's real people. They're victims, you know, and we have to, I think we have to reach out to them. Listen, I'm a middle of the road guy. I'm not partisan. I'm like Gerald, you know, political atheist. But what's going on here is racial warfare. And what you predicted 10 years ago, I've been listening a long time. And I remember thinking you said, like, you know, if this keeps going, it's going to be like a race war on the street. And everybody laughed at you. Like, it's the most absurd notion you could possibly imagine in America. Well, what about this call was that actually happening? So you're always prescient. You see trends and you see where they can lead to. And 9 out of 10 times, you're right.
Well, Anthony, I appreciate that. But really, it's not me. It's history. It does repeat. It does rhyme. Let's do 5 more minutes. We have to go. AnthonyFrieda.com. I want to come back to this. I forgot to get to this and get more into what you can tell us behind the scenes with top artists and what they're planning. False flags against Trump. Again, that's setups, folks. That's frame-ups. We'll be right back in 70 seconds. This is really important. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com.
We got a big report on global government that the New York Times is denying.